It has been observed that more investment is needed urgently to improve maternal, newborn survival and the health of the population. A consultant gynecologist, Randall General Hospital Maternal and Child Care Center, Dr. Adeleke Kaka, made the observation at the one-day sensitization workshop on reporting maternal health accountability in Nigeria, organized by Development Communications, DEPCOM's network in Lagos. Kaka, who spoke on reducing maternal deaths, noted that government's investment in health across Africa had increased significantly and the continent had seen improvements in health outcomes. He, however, regretted a drop in government's spending on health in Nigeria between 2012 and 2013 from 1,782 naira per person to 1,709 naira.
What is the chance of a woman dying because of pregnancy, labor, or childbirth? And this varies from country to country. In low-income countries, we have figures of like 1 in 7. That is like, there's 1 in 7 chance of a woman dying if she gets pregnant. Nigerians are today, we are talking about between 1 in 13 and 1 in 18. That is how close death is to you. Or how this business of pregnancy and childbirth is in our society.
In her remark, training, research and communications officer, DEVCOMS, Abiodun Owo, stress the need to train health staff on interpersonal relations and communication, as well as institutionalize effective monitoring of maternal death rates to track reduction and attainment of MDG 5 by 2015. It is the responsibility of the media to be fair and accurate in their report on ongoing national conference in Abuja. Their program manager, Media Rights Agenda, Ayode Lunge, urged the media to abide by the ethics of their profession in the reportage. Lunge said media should be allowed to fully participate and cover all proceedings and deliberations of a conference. According to him, since delegates to the conference are to be paid from the public funds, all Nigerians need to know what transpires at the conference. It wants the media to be represented as delegates and reporters, and that both the public and media should set the agenda at the conference.
They are receiving 12 million naira for 3 months. How many of them in their ordinary life receive as much? They are being paid from our taxpayers' money. They are being paid from our resources. And as a result, the media has a duty to report what they are doing. And the Section 22 of the Nigerian Constitution also says that the media must hold government accountable to the people. That is what the media is doing. And the delegates at the confab must not stop the media from doing that.
This Lagos State News broadcast is coming to you from Radio Lagos 107.5 FM. Diabetes is complex and it kills more than HIV/AIDS. Please get tested.